ברוכים הבאים רבותיי, בשם השם נעשה ונצליח. We're learning בעזר השם יתברך. This week we have פרשת ויקהל. תאיסון אור החיים הקדוש, he tells us, he says, what's a חדוש here? משה רבנו is gathering all עם ישראל to tell them about העניינים עובדי משכן, עניינים שבת. What's a חדוש? He said, the whole Torah, משה רבנו, לגמרא said, מסכת ערובין דף נון דלת, said, what's a סדר תורה? משה רבנו used to gather, first used to call Aharon, then his sons, then זקני ישראל, then all עם ישראל used to come to משה רבנו, and he was teaching them the הלכות. Every הלכה was like this. What was so special here? אור החיים הקדוש here he explains, he says, because since that we saw at the end of last week's parasha, that עם ישראל, they were scared from משה רבנו. And כביכול, משה רבנו, he had to post, to put כביכול a veil in front of his face, so Am Israel should be able to look at him and talk to him. Without the veil, without that masveh, Am Israel, they were scared to come closer to him. So since that Am Israel, they were scared, ויראו מגשת אליו, that's why here Moshe Rabbeinu, right after this, ויקהל משה את כל עדת בני ישראל, and he was telling them, he says here, לזה הוא צריך להקהיל את כולן, לבל ימנעו קצת מהמורה. They shouldn't be scared. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu has to gather all Am Israel. So that's Anyan here, that Parashat Vayakel, Moshe Rabbeinu gathered all Am Israel. And the Ramban explains here, why did he gather all Am Israel? Kol Adat Bnei Israel, Adat Bnei Israel, that including the ladies also. That's the Hadush here. Here is all the Torah Kula, Moshe Rabbeinu, he was gathering Mistama only the male of Am Israel, the men. Not the woman. Women are patur from learning Torah. So here, Moshe Rabbeinu, he gathered kol adat b'nei Israel. Ramban writes here, yichlol b'chol adat b'nei Israel ha'anashim v'hanashim. Also, ladies are also included in this week's parasha. Why? Ki kulam etnadbu b'mlechet ha'mishkan. What's Moshe Rabbeinu is going to tell them here? What is he commanding them about? That you have to bring donation for the mishkan. And who brought donation to the mishkan? Adrabba v'yabu ha'anashim al anashim. Said everyone brought donation to the Mishkan, men and ladies, everyone brought donation to the Mishkan. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu ve'yakel Moshe et kol adat bin Israel to include the ladies as well. That's what the Ramban explains here. Kihum et techem teruma l'adonai kol nedib libo yebi'eha et terumat adonai zahav v'chesef ul'hoshet. Said here the Torah is emphasizing again. Kihum et techem teruma l'adonai kol nedib libo. What does it mean kol nedib libo? Rashi brings down al shem shel bo nedabo karui nedib lev ukbar pirashti nedabat hamashkan umelechto b'mkom tzavatam. Rashi says here the Torah is again emphasizing here that all the donations that you bring in for the mashkan has to come out of your heart. If it's not coming from your heart, we don't need such donation to build mashkan for Kadosh Baruch Hu, the house of Kadosh Baruch Hu here b'tachtonim. It has to come with money that's coming from all your heart. And we look back in Parashat Truma, also over there, same thing. Me'et kol ish asher debenu lebo tachot terumati. Only if it's coming from their heart. Vezot teruma asher takhu me'etam zahav, v'chesef, unchoshet, Rashi says over there. Kulam ba'u ben daba, ish ish, mashin nedabo lebo. All what they donated, so it's coming from their heart. Whatever you feel you want to donate toward the Mishkan, you can bring. Except, Rashi said, except Mahasit HaShekel, at Mahasit HaShekel, that came equally from everyone, but all the other donations that they need for the Mishkan, come as much as you want to bring, but in one condition, it has to come from all your heart. You see, many times the Torah is emphasizing the donation that has to come from your heart, but L'chaora, why the Torah is putting so much emphasis on this? Well, we know, all of us, we know the Gemara and Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara tells us over there, Dafhet, that famous, we spoke about it so many times. The Gemara said, "Ha'omer sel azul tzedaka, b'shbil sheyichye b'ni, o b'shbil sheyizkei l'chaye olam haba, harazeh tzadik gamur." The Gemara brings down that even if someone was giving donation to the poor, and what is he thinking at the time that he's giving the donation? He's giving the donation, why? Because he has a sick person in the family, and he wants that sick person to get to feel better, to get better. So tzedakah tasil mavet, that's why he was giving tzedakah. If that person is giving the tzedakah for the purpose that his sick is going to be cured, the Gemara calls such a person harazit tzadik gamur. And then Farshim explain over there, Rashi and Tosafot, they're saying, we don't care really why is he giving the donation? Bottom line, the ani, the poor person, he needs the money and he got the money. I don't care why he gave the money. Bottom line, the ani, he needs it and he got the money. I don't care if you have another mahshabai giving the tzedakah. Why? Because to support the ani and for your personal interest. I don't care about this. The main thing that the ani, he got his money. But this, you see from there at least, that when the person is giving tzedakah, even if he has personal interest, it's still like Gemara calls him harzei tzaddik gamur. Tzaddik gamur. So if that's the case, how come here the Torah is telling us nedabah that you're giving for the mishkat has to come nedib lebot, has to come from your heart? Oh, what does the Torah care? The main thing that we're giving the donation. That's it. Why the Torah is putting such an emphasis over here? Here in Parashat Teruma and Parashat Vayakael. This we have to understand by Ezra Hashem. And this Shabbat, as I said, is a very special Shabbat because we have Parashat Shekalim. Also, we're going to read this Shabbat. And it's also the Shabbat that we are in Barchim Rosh Chodesh Adar. Rosh Chodesh Adar Shani, that's coming by Ezra Hashem on Thursday. It's a very special Shabbat here. And the Torah tells us about la'anyan of mahasit ha-shekel that we're going to read. Zeytenu kol ha'ober al pekudim mahasit ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh 20 gerah ha-shekel mahasit ha-shekel terumal ladunai. And over there also the Mefarshim, they ask, said, why the Torah told us you have to give half a shekel? Chora, everything that the person does, if you do something complete, it's more hashub, it's more important. How come the Torah said half a shekel you have to give? Why only half? There are so many answers to it. And we spoke about it so many times. We'll try to explain it a little bit by Ezra Hashem today. But that's the question that we have. And the Torah, Chaura over there, in Parashat Kitzat, repeated, Zeytenu kol ha'ober al pekudim, mahasit ha-shekel b'shekel ha-kodesh, 20 gerah ha-shekel, mahasit ha-shekel teruma l'Adonai. Why the Torah repeated again, mahasit ha-shekel teruma l'Hashem? You already told me before. Zeytenu, how much you should give? Mahasit ha-shekel, half a shekel. Well, the Torah repeated again, mahasit ha-shekel, teruma l'Hashem. You told me already. Why you have to repeat it again? That's also we have to understand by Ezra Hashem Itbarach. We start by Ezra Hashem. The Pasuk says, Lo hibit avin be'yaakob ve'lo ra'a amal be'Yisrael. Adonai Elohav amo v'tru'at melech bo. What does mean? Bil'am, when he came to curse Am Yisrael, Hasb Shalom, Kadosh Baruch Hu, he didn't want him to curse. And he told Balak, Lo bit avin be'yaakob, lo ra'a amal be'Yisrael. What does mean, Lo bit avin be'yaakob? So Targum says here on the spot, he said, Istakalit let palhig lulin bidbet ya'akob. Ve'af la abde le'ut shekar be'Yisrael. So there are no people in Am Yisrael that they worship Abu Dazara. And there are no people in Am Yisrael that they lie and they do all abirot, all kind of abirot. That's why we cannot curse them. That's what Rashi said. That's a simple pirush. It's ketargumo. But Rashi continues here. Dabar aher, ahare pishuto hu nidrash midrash na'e. We have the nice midrash on this pasuk. Rashi says, Lo habit ha-kadosh baruch hu aven shebe Yaakob. Shekshehen obrin al debarav, enu medakdek ahareheim leitbonen ba'avonot shelahem uba'amalan. Shehem obrin al dato. Said, even when Am Yisrael do Abirot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't pay attention to the Abirot that they do. Ve'lo ra'a amal b'Yisrael. What's amal? Amal lashon abira. Okay? What does mean? Lefi she'abira hi amal lefnehem makom, Adonai Elohav amo. Afilu she'mechaisim u'mamrim lefanav, enu zaz mitochan. Even when Am Yisrael, kibyechol, they make HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still with the Am Israel all the times. What does mean teruat melech bo? Lashon hibba v'ri'ut. Kimo ri'i David. So you see that whatever Am Israel is doing, Kadosh Baruch Hu is still with Am Israel. Chora, we have to understand why Gemara said, Kol ha'omer Kadosh Baruch Hu batran, batru me'av hasb shalom. How come here the Rashi is telling us, whatever Am Israel is doing, even they're doing Abirot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elohav Amo, Lo bit Aven b'Yaakov, Ve'lo ra'a Amal b'Israel, doing Abirot, doing Aven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay attention to their Abirot. Why is it like this, Chora? If someone did Abirot, he has to get punished for it. How come, what Rashi said, that Midrash Na'e we saw, but how come the Midrash is Doresh like this? I saw the Mefarshim they bring down, so the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Adonai negdecha kol ta'avati ve'enhatim mecha lo nistara. What does mean Hashem negdecha kol ta'avati? Mefarshim, they explain that David HaMelech was telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, Hashem negdecha kol ta'avati. What's ta'avati? The ta'avot, the pleasures that the person runs after, mustama yasrara, he wants him to do abirot. And when the person listens to yasrara, Hakim said, how come many people listen to yasrara and only few they listen to yasrata? And Farshim explained, because yasrara, he pays the person in cash. He said, you do abira, you get pleasure of the abira on the spot, pay you cash. But Malach HaTob, Yisr HaTob, he tells the person, do mitzvah. I'm going to give you a reward. When the reward is going to come, I'm going to give you a credit. You know, after 120, I'm going to give you the credit. So people, they want, you know, on the spot. They want pleasure on the spot. That's why many people, they listen to Yisr HaRa. So here the Pasuk, David the Melech saying, Hashem Nigdecha Kol Ta'avati. You know, Rabbi Yisrael HaOlam, you know all my ta'avot, all the abirot I do, they're all open in front of you. Whatever the person is going to do abira, even b'hadrei hadirim, the person is going to go to close all the windows. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't see him. He mistater ish b'mistarim v'ani lo ra'inu ne'um Hashem. Melech ol ha'aretz kibodo. Kadosh Baruch Hu is all over. That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu's name is Hamakom. Baruch Hamakom, Baruch Hu. Why is he called Makom? Because he nimtza b'chol makom. He's everywhere. Hashem is everywhere. Wherever the person goes, Hashem sees him. So David the Melech telling Kadosh Baruch Hu, you know, Rabbi Shal Alam, all the abirot that we do, everything's open in front of you. You see it clearly, all the abirot that we do. But Chaura, this is going to be me'orer dinim on Am Yisrael, Hasb Shalom. But David the Melech continues, he said, no. Hashem nigdecha kol ta'avati, but you know, on the other hand, ve'en hatim mecha lo nistara. What does this mean? When Am Yisrael, a person from Am Yisrael, he goes and he does abira, does he do the abira because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said Asur and Dafka, he does it le'echayis? No one does such a abira on purpose, b'mezid. So the Am Yisrael, even at the time that they do abirot because they have Yetzer Hara. They have Yetzer Hara, he pushed them to do the abira, and they go and they do the abira. But no one does the abira only kibichol to make the Kadosh Baruch Hu angry. So no one does it like this. V'en hatim mecha lo nistara. Rabbanu shel olam, you know, after we do the abira, you know how the person feels after he does the abira. He feels, how come I fell in asati yisarara? How come I listened to him? And on the spot, he started thinking, what am I going to do for next time so I should not do that abira again? The person, he feels bad. And he's metaneach, betoch tochoz. He feels bad about the abira that he does. So that's what David HaMelech is telling Kadosh Baruch Hu. We know, Rabbanu Shel Olam, that you see everything, all the abirot that we do, it's everything's clear in front of you. But Rabbanu Shel Olam, also look on the other hand, no one does the abira to make you angry, Hasb Shalom. No one does it like this. We do it because we have Yisr HaRa, and the proof to this, after we do the abira, the person, he feels bad about it. And he does teshuvah, al-hit shehatan lefanecha be'onez, al-hit shehatan lefanecha be'mezid. The person does teshuvah right away. That's what it is. Levi Yitzchak Berditchov once he said that he never saw complete malach that he was created from abira. So, no such a thing. Why? Because any person who does the abira, he doesn't do it lechais to create malach, bad malach, 100% bad. He said, no one does such abira. Am Israel, even at the time that they do abirot because they have Yisr HaRa, Seor Shebaaseh, who's Hashem Akev. He pushes them to do the abira, but the fact, you see, right after they do the abira, they feel bad for it. They feel bad for the abira that they do, and they do teshuvah on it. That's why Hakim said, there's a special malach. I heard once from Hakam Abadi Yosef, Halev Shalom, he said there's a special malach that to convince people not to do se'uda after you do mitzvah. Many times when the person does the special mitzvah, does siyum masechet, for example, it's a big mitzvah. You just finished the whole masechet. It's mitzvah to do sa'udah. You do sa'udah. But there is a special malach. He does convince you not to do that sa'udah. He doesn't want you to do it. Why he doesn't want you to do it? Because when the person does sa'udah, after he does mitzvah, he did brit milah, now he's doing sa'udah. He did siyum masechet, he does sa'udah. Chanasa sefer Torah, he does sa'udah. Why did you do all these things? So the malach, the satan, he doesn't want you to do such a sa'udah. Why not? Because when we do such a sa'udah, that sa'udah comes kibyachol for our benefit in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We tell Hashem, Rabbanu Shel Olam, take a look. After we did mitzvah, we did sa'udah, we did a party, we invited people, we were so happy. But Rabbanu Shel Olam, did you see ever a guy who did abira and then he did Sa'uda because of the Abirah that he did. No such a thing. No one does Sa'uda for the Abirah that he does. So that's why Yasser Ar-Ra', when he sees the people doing Sa'uda after doing mitzvah, he feels terrible. He wants to stop people from doing such a Sa'uda. Why? Because that's going to be against him. That's here the idea. Hashem al-Dikha kol ta'avati. You know all the Abirot I do. But on the other hand, you see that and Hatim Michalun Stara. How much the person is mutaniyah after he does the Abira, how much he feels bad after he does the Abira. This also, you should see it also on the other hand, Rabbanu Shel Olam. And accordingly, you should not punish Am Yisrael for the Abirot that they do. Why? Because even though they do the Abirot, but they don't do it Lechis Hasbi Shalom. They do it because of Yisr Ara. And if this is true by Abira, it's also Kochikin, it's true by the Mizvah also. When a person does a Mizvah, the hashibut of the mitzvah that the person does, it's not so important if the person does the mitzvah because he has to do it, because he's embarrassed from people, everyone does it. Everyone shakes the lulav, he also shakes the lulav. Everyone sits in the sukkah, he also sits in the sukkah. Everyone gives mishloach manot, he also has to give mishloach manot. He does it because that's what everyone does. But really, he's not doing that mitzvah from all his heart. So that mitzvah is not hashub. Why? Because you see the same thing by the abira. If there's no mahshaba, the person who did the abira, but he's not doing it with mahshaba, bad mahshaba, he's doing it because he has yisr ara. Yisr ara, he overcome him and he did the abira. So here it's the same idea, but the mitzvah, when a person does mitzvah, you have to do the mitzvah with the right mahshaba, with the right kavana. Any mitzvah that it's not done with the right kavana, then it doesn't have that ma'ala. When the person does the mitzvah, any mitzvah that you do, you have to do it b'tlahabut, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you to do the mitzvah. That's why you're doing the mitzvah, not because any other interest or any other you're embarrassed from people or whatever the case is. No, that's not the reason why you're doing the mitzvah. You're doing the mitzvah because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded you. That's here what the pasuk says. Lo bit avin b'Yaakov ve'lo ra'a amal b'Yisrael. Rashi said, even when Am Yisrael did do the Abirot, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay attention to their Abirot. You know why? The Pasuk is answering, how come Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't pay attention to their Abira? Because Ki Hashem Elohav Amo. Even at the time that they're doing the Abira, they're not separating themselves, Hasv Shalom, from Kadosh Baruch Hu. They're still connected with Kadosh Baruch Hu, but they had Yisr Ara, they did the Abira. Right after they do the Abira, they feel bad. Hashem Elohav Amo utru'at melech bo. Rashi explained utru'at melech. What is utru'at melech? Lashon reya. Lashon is still friendly with them. But what the Gemara said, Lashon teru'ah, Yom teru'ah yelachim. What does Yom teru'ah mean? That means Am Yisrael decry. Yom yebaba. So here also utru'at melech bo. How come HaKadosh Baruch Hu lo bit afen b'Yaakov? He doesn't pay attention to their amal. Why? Ki Hashem Elohav Amo, even at the time when they're doing the Abira, they're not doing it to make HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry, Hasb Shalom. They're doing it because they have Yisr Ara. Seor Sheba'asa, as I said, who's the Shema Akim. And the proof, utru'at melech bo, after they do the Abira, they start to cry to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that they did that Abira. And they do teshuvah. That's why, if that's the case, he said, you don't need to punish them on their abira because they're not doing it le'echis hasbi shalom. Doing the abira because of yisr ara. And here also, by mizvah of mahasit ha-shekel, why the Torah said you have to give mahasit ha-shekel? The pasuk said clearly, he'ashir lo yarbe ve'hadda lo yam'it mahasit ha-shekel latet et terumat Adonai lechaper al nefshot echem. The mahasit ha-shekel that we give is kapara for our nefesh. The Baal HaTorim brings down, said shekel, said gimatria nefesh. Why? Sheba lechaper ala nefesh. That's mahasit ha-shekel, kapara for the nefesh. But we all know the famous story over there, the Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin. The Gemara says over there, the Tzadik Aleph, famous story with the Antoninus and Rabbi Yehuda Nasi. The Gemara said that Antoninus, once he came to Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, and he told him, I have an idea, how could the person go free from Beit Din Shel Ma'ala. They're not going to punish him. He told him what? How would a person could run away from Beit Din Shel Ma'ala? What could he do? He told him no. He said, the person could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabbanu Shel Olam, you want to punish, the body is going to tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you want to punish me? The body did any Abira? The Neshama did the Abira, not the body. And the proof that from the minute, from the second, the neshama left the body, did the body do any abira? Didn't do anything. And the neshama could tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, same thing. You want to punish the neshama? Neshama? She's neshama shenata v'yitehorahi. The goof is the body is the troublemaker. You have to punish the body. So each one, he could blame the other. Then the body could blame the soul, and soul could blame the body. That's what Antoninus told Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi. Rabbi Yehuda HaNasi told him, no, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he puts the body with the neshama together, and he punished both of them at the same time. Now there's no runaway. So there's no tricks for Beddin Shel Ma'ala. So there's no runaway. Everyone's going to give Din V'Hishbon Beddin Shel Ma'ala. There's no runaway. Even with all the tricks that a person has, no runaway. But you see that any time that a person does Abira, there are kibyachol two partners in the Abira. There's the body has a share in the Abira, and the soul has a share in the Abira. But based on what we just said, when Am Israel, they do Abira, how come they do the Abira? They do the Abira with their body, but with their mahshavot, their neshama, it's still tehorahi. They're not doing the Abira to make a Kadosh Baruch Hu angry, because Hashem said you're not supposed to do it, that's why I want to do it. You won't find people like this. Any person who does the Abira, he has personal interest, whatever the reason is, that's why he does the Abira. So that really, when Am Israel, they do Abira, they only half of their body, only the body is doing the Abira, but not the Neshama, because their Mahshaba is still pure. Their Mahshaba is still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why, and since here, the Mahasit HaShekel is coming to be Mechaper on what? To be Mechaper, Lechaper al Nefshot Echem. Lechaper al Nefshot Echem, but not everyone did the Abira. What do I mean? He said only the body had share in the Abira, not the Neshama. So that's why it's enough to give half a shekel. Let's see what I'm Farshim to explain. That's why the Torah said you have to give half a shekel. And the Torah is answering, how come you give only half a shekel? Because Mahasit HaShekel, the other half shekel, is Terumah LeHashem. It's still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Am Israel, they're not Hotim and their Mahshaba. Our Mahshaba, Ben Hatim, Michal, and Stara. So it's still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elohav Ammo. We're still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, even at the time that we're doing the Abira, we're not doing it like Chis, Hasba Shalom, to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're still with him. That's why the other half of the Mahshaba, we never sinned in it. That's why you don't need to give any kapara for it. But the kapara he gave is for the body share. That's why he gave only half a shekel. That's what I'm Farshim to explain over here. We have the Mahloket in the Mishnah, Masechet Shekalim. The Mishnah here, Masechet Shekalim, Perek Aleph, Alacha Gimal. There's Mahloket if the Kohanim, do they have to give Mahasit HaShekel or only Israel? Baal HaTorim here, he tells us, he said, Zeh yitenu kol ha'ober al ha'pekudim. He said, Zeh, what's the gematria of Zeh? It's 12. Baal HaTorim says here, Zeh yitenu kemnyan Zeh. Pirush 12 shbatim. 12 shbatim, they must give Mahasit HaShekel. What's a hadush? Of course, everyone has to give Mahasit HaShekel. No, he said, Deika leman de'amar birushalmi, shebet levi lo nemnu. There is mahloket, if the Shebet Levi, the Kohanim, do they have to give Mahasit HaShekel or no? So the Mishnah here, Masechet Shekalim, there's mahloket. It says here, Amar Bihuda, He'id ben Bukhri beyabne, kol Kohen sheshokel en ochote. So what is he telling us? He said, any Kohen who gives Mahasit HaShekel is not doing any Abira. You are allowed to give, even if you are Kohen, you are allowed to give Mahasit HaShekel. Sounds like that he doesn't have to. He doesn't have to give, but if he wants to give, there's no sur. He could give also. Why? Because you might say, "Ashir lo erbebe da lo yamait." So this guy, he doesn't have to give. The Kohen, he doesn't have to give. If he wants to give, is he allowed to give? So here he said, Amar Biuda, He'id ben Bukhri beyabne, that if a Kohen wants to give Mahasit HaShekel, he accept it from him. No problem. There's no Abira with this. Amar lo Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai lochi. Rabban Yohanan Zakkai, he told him, that's wrong. Ela kol kohen she'eino shokel chote. Any kohen who does not give Mahasit HaShekel, he does Abira. That means also kohanim, they must give Mahasit HaShekel. The first hacham, Rabbi Yehuda Meshem ben Bukhri, he says, kohanim, they don't have to give Mahasit HaShekel. Rabban Yohanan Zakkai said, no, the kohanim, they also have to give Mahasit HaShekel. What's the mahloket between them? The Gemara explains here. The Gemara says here, that ketib kol ha'ober al ha'pekudim. פרשת מחסית השקל, כל העובר על פקודים, מחסית השקל בשקל קודש, 20 גרע שקל, מחסית השקל תרומה להשם. כל העובר על פקודים, what does that mean? רבי יהודה ורבי נחמיה, חד אמר, כל דעבר בימה ייתן. וחורנה אמר, כל דעבר על פקודיה ייתן. What is it? He said, one חכם said, כל דעבר, כל העובר על הפקודים. כל דעבר בימה ייתן. Anyone who crossed ים סוף, by קריעת ים סוף, he should give מחצית השקל. So what does it mean? Who crossed ים סוף? Only Israel? Or כהנים ולוויים, they also crossed ים סוף or no? Of course. Everyone crossed ים סוף. So כהנים ולוויים also, they should also give מחצית השקל. But the other חכם, he said, no, כל דעבר על פקודיה ייתן. To explain here in קורבן העידה, וכהנים במניין לפני משה, וכהנים ולוויים לא עברו במניין לפני משה, אלא הוא הלך לפתחי אהוליהם ומנה אותם. לכהנים ולוויים, they weren't counted in front of משה רבנו, they didn't come to משה רבנו, משה רבנו, he went to their houses and he counted them. Like Rashi tells us from the Midrashim. But this is the Anyan here. But Am Israel, Moshe Rabbeinu, he counted all of Am Israel. The Shebet Levi, Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to each tent, and Bat Kol used to come from that tent. How many people are in that house? But, so you see from here that according to that Hakam, he said, Kohanim Leviim, they do not have to give Mahasit HaShekel. Who has to give Mahasit HaShekel? Anyone who was counted. Zaytenu, who has to give mahasid shekel? Kol ha'aber al pekudim. Anyone who was counted, he has to give mahasid shekel. And Shebet Levi, Kohanim Leviim, they weren't counted. Ela Moshe Rabbeinu, he went to their houses and he counted them over there. That means Kohanim Leviim, they do not have to give mahasid shekel. But Rabban Yohanan Zakkai, he said, no. Any Kohen who does not give mahasid shekel, then he's doing abirah. That means even Kohanim, they must give mahasid shekel. Why? From where he learns it, we said, Kol ha'ober, it says here, Kol ha'ober ala pekudim, anyone who crossed Yam Suf, by Kri'at Yam Suf, he must give mahasid shekel. And obviously, that's including Kohanim and Leviim. That's the opinion of Rabbi Yohanan Zakkai. Chaoran and Farshim, they asked, he said, it's very strange. Rabbi Yohanan Zakkai, from where he brought Ra'ayat Kohanim, they have to give mahasid shekel. It says here, Kol ha'ober ala pekudim, anyone who crossed Yam Suf, he has to give mahasid shekel. He didn't find different halakha to compare it to it. What is this connected with the Kriyat Yam Suf? What does this have to do with Kriyat Yam Suf? Rabbana Hanam Zakkai should say, even Kohanim they should give. Why find different pasuk? Rabbana, it sounds like that he wants looking here, it says, Kol ha'aber al pekudim, kol de'aber biyama. Anyone who crossed Kriyat Yam Suf, he has to give mahazid al-shekel. Why, l'chaura, we have to understand, why is he learning it? Kol de'aber biyama, I didn't find something else to compare it to. Anyone who crossed the ocean, he has to give mahasid shekel. And that's including Kohanim and Leviim. Chaurad is still missing a little bit. To understand what's going on over here. So here, by Kriyat Yam Suf, Yalkut Shemoni brings down on the Pasuk, V'hamayim lahem choma miminam umusim ulam, brings down here in Remes Resh Lamedhe. He says here, דבר אחר, והמים להם חומה, שירד מלאך סמכמם, ואמר לפניו, רבנו של העולם, לא עבדו ישראל עבודה זרה במצרים, ואתה עושה להם נסים? הם כתרגים, מלאך סמכמם, he told הקדוש ברוך הוא, you want to do miracle? You want to split ים סוף for עם ישראל? You know, עם ישראל ומצרים, they also did עבודה זרה. How come the מצרים, you want to drown them ים סוף, and עם ישראל, you want to do miracle for them? They're man שתנו אלו מאלו, they're both the same. והיה משמיע קולו לשרו של ים, והתמלא עליהם חימה, ובקש לטובען. So the מלאך סמכמם, he went to the sir of the ocean, and sir of the ocean, והמים להם חומה, עד קרי חומה אלא חימה. He got angry at עם ישראל, and he wanted to drown עם ישראל. Based on what the מלאך said. מיד השיב לו קדוש ברוך הוא, השם, he interfered here, and he told him, שוטה שבעולם, וכי לדעתם עבדוה, והלא לא עבדוה, אלא מתוך טירוף דעת ושעבוד. ואתה דן שוגג כמזיד, ואונס כרצון. So how could he do such a thing? He said, עם ישראל, when they did עבודה זרה in Mitzrayim, they did it willingly, they did it because they liked to do עבודה זרה. Why they did עבודה זרה? Because they forced them to do עבודה זרה, and they were the Mitzrayim. The Mitzrayim, they forced them, ותערבו בגויים ולמדו מעשיהם. That's why they did the עבודה זרה. They did it out of אונס. They didn't do it because they are כופרים, הקדוש ברוך הוא חס ושלום. So are you at Adan Shogeki Mizid? Are you comparing Am Israel to the Mitzrayim? What to compare? Kivan Shama Sar Shelyam, Ota Hima Shint Mala al Israel, Hzira al Mitzrayim. Shneim Arvi Yeshua Mai Vechasu at Mitzrayim Vechula. So it's it, all the anger that the ocean had on Am Yisrael, it turned on the Misriim, and the Misriim drowned. You see from there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he answered Malach Samech Meim Da'awad, that we don't follow the Ma'aseh that they're doing, we follow the Mahshaba. Even though Am Yisrael did Avodah Zarah and Misraim, but why did they do Avodah Zarah? They are Anusim. They forced them to do Avodah Zarah. Are you comparing someone who does Avira be honest to someone who does Avira be mezid? It's a big difference. Am Yisrael did Avira be mezid. Am Yisrael, even though be Ma'aseh they did Avodah Zarah, but their heart is with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They never went away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why you cannot punish them. Similar Midrash we have here also, also in Midrash Rabbah, also very similar to it. It says here that Parashat Beshalach, Parashat Kaf Alef Siman Vav, brought down here, Miyad Shema'a Moshe LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ve'alach L'Kru'a Atayam. Kivan She'alach L'Kru'a Atayam, L'Kubil Alav L'Kara'a. The ocean did not want to split in front of Moshe Rabbeinu. Amar Lo Hayam Panicha Ani Nikra'a. You want me to split? Because of you, who are you? Said Ani Gadol Mecha. Why? She Ani Nebreti Beshlishi Ve'etan Nebreta Beshishi. When did the Kadosh Baruch Hu created the oceans on Tuesday? And when did the Kadosh Baruch Hu created human on Earth? Moshe Rabbeinu, human, all humankind was created on Friday. So I was born before you. Why should I listen to you? You have to listen to me. I don't want to split. Kivan Shema Moshe Kach Halach Ve'Amar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Ein Hayam Rotzeh LeKara. He doesn't want to split. What should we do? מה עשה הקדוש ברוך הוא? נתן ימינו על ימינו של משה, שנאמר מוליך למין משה. מיד ראה להקדוש ברוך הוא ברח. שנאמר הים ראה וינוס. מה ראה? אלא שראה להקדוש ברוך הוא שנתן יד ימינו על משה, ולא יכול לעכב אלא ברח מיד. So the הקדוש ברוך הוא, כביכול, he put his hand with משה רבנו, and when the ocean, he saw כביכול the hand of הקדוש ברוך הוא, he got scared, הים ראה וינוס, he split. So you see from there, it's also a similar idea that Am Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, he wanted to split the ocean. But the ocean doesn't want to split. Why? Because he said, I was born before you. I was born on Tuesday. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, human being on earth, he was born on Friday. So you have to listen to me, not the opposite. But Hachin said, no. Even though Moshe Rabbeinu or Am Yisrael or the human being was born after the ocean, but why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world? The Pasuk said, Bereshit bara Elohim et Hashemayim et Haaretz. The Midrash says over there, Bereshit bara Elohim b'shbil Yisrael shenkrau Reshit. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the whole world for Am Yisrael. The Pasuk said, Kodesh Yisrael l'Adonai Reshit tebuato. Am Yisrael, they're called Reshit. Because of Am Yisrael, Hashem created the whole world. So even though Am Yisrael were created on Friday, the human being was born on Friday, and the ocean was born on Tuesday, but what did the Kadosh Baruch Hu think? In HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mind, the whole purpose is only for Am Yisrael, that they're going to be created on Friday. So you see, again, from there, you see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he follows the Mahshabah. Even though the ocean was created before Al, it was created on Tuesday before human being, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole purpose, the Mahshabah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was only for human being on earth. So again, we follow the Mahshabah. Similarly, what the Yalkut Shimoni is saying, we follow the Mahshaba. Even though Am Yisrael and Misraim did Avodah Zarah, but we follow the Mahshaba. We don't follow the actual Ma'aser that Am Yisrael did Avodah Zarah and Misraim. No, we don't care about this. Why? Because even though they did the Avira and Misraim, but they did it to be honest. Their Mahshaba is still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So that's why you see here the Gemara that we just read, Masechet Shekalim, said, Rabbana Ahnam Zakai said, also Kohanim, they must give Mahasit HaShekel. Why? Because here it says, Kol ha'aber ala pekudim. What does it mean, Kol ha'aber ala pekudim? Kol de'aber b'yamah. What does it mean, Kol de'aber b'yamah? You see from Kriat Yam Suf, why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu split the ocean? Because we follow the Mahshabah. We don't follow the actual Ma'aseh, we follow the Mahshabah. So that's why Rabbana Hanam Zakai, he wants to teach that also Mahasid HaShekel that is coming to be Mechaper on Am Yisrael, we follow the Mahshabah, we don't follow the Ma'aseh. The Ma'aseh, they did with their body, they did Abira, they did Avon Aigel, they have to give Kapara for that share, for that the share of their body, that's why you have to give half a shekel only. But the other half, the other Mahasid HaShekel is Terumah Hashem. They never were pogim in the other half, it's still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't do any Abira with their Neshama, why? Because their Mahshaba is still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we said in the beginning. Lo habit aven bi'akov, ve'lo ra'amal bi'Israel. Why? The Pasuk is answering, כי השם אלוהיו עמו. Even at the time when they did the עבירה, they did the עבודה זרה in Mitzrayim. Worse than this, you can't get. Did the עבודה זרה. Nevertheless, הקדוש ברוך הוא, he kept quiet, he kept the Satan quiet. How? Because he told them, you want to punish them. Their מחשבות to do עבודה זרה, they were אנוסים. That's why, הקדוש ברוך הוא, you see from there, the Hashem follows the מחשבה also of the person. We don't look only at the מעשה. If you're going to look only at the ma'aseh, but I'm not going to say, hello, they did the abira, they did the abudah zara, they have to get punished. But the Kaddish Baruch Hu said, no, Loh beat Avin by Yaakov. The Kaddish Baruch Hu doesn't pay attention to the sins of Am Yisrael. Why? Because Hashem Elohav Amo. They did it out of onus, not out of rason. And with this, maybe we could understand the Gemara. We have Gemara in Masechet Megillah. About the Anyan of the Ashkalim. The Gemara says here in Megillah Yud Gimel Amud Bet, Amar Ish Lakish, גלוי וידוע לפני מי שאמר והיה העולם שעתיד המן לשקול שקלים על ישראל. לפי כך הקדים שקליהן לשקליו. והיינו דתנן באחד באדר משמעין על השקלים. What is he saying? That הקדוש ברוך הוא, he knew that המן in the future is going to give אחשוורוש ועשרת אלפים ככר כסף לשקול על ידי עושי מלאכה להביא לגנזי המלך. He wanted to give 10,000 ככר כסף, ככר זלת. Hakim said, the kikar is 60 money, and every money is 25 shkalim. So it's a lot. And then the Tosafot bring a calculation and say that he told them, I don't know how many Jews are now in the world, but I know at the time that they left Mitzrayim, there were 600,000. And every person, how much shkalim he used to give every person all his life? Said the Pasuk says, Ben 20 shana wa ma'ala, itin terumat Hashem. From 20 and up, he has to give mahasit shekel, even though the Rambam... there's a mahloket from what age the person has to give mahasit shekel. Simple understanding from Bar Mitzvah, he has to give mahasit shekel. Back then, when the Torah said ben 20 shana wa ma'ala, that because it was for the adanim in the Mishkan, that's why the Torah said ben 20 shana wa ma'ala. But for the every year, the mahasit shekel that they have to give from Bar Mitzvah and up. But Haman, he told them, it says in the Torah from 20 and up. And how many years the person lives? Approximately, David the Melech said, ימי שנותנו בהם 70 שנה, ובמורות 80 שנה. Average person lives 70 years. From the age of 20 until the age of 70, he has 50 years. And every year, how much he has to give for מחסית השקל? מחסית השקל, half a shekel. Every year, half a shekel. 50 years of the person's life, he gives 25 shkalim. 25 shkalim, that's one money. And 60 people of Am Israel, all their life, they give 60 money. And 60 money is one kikar. We said, kikar 60 money, and money 25 shkalim. So 60 people all their life, they give one kikar. How many people there were? 600,000. Multiply every 60 people, they give one kikar. 600,000 people, how much kikarim of kesef they give all their life? 10,000 kikar kesef. Told him, I'll give you 10,000 kikar kesef. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew that Haman, he's going to give Ahasuerus 10,000 kikar kesef in order to kill Am Yisrael, Chas v'Shalom. And they brought down the Ayun Yaakov, brings down Masechet Megillah here. He brings down here. Ayun Yaakov, he said, what did Haman, when Ahasuerus, he told him, kesef natun lach, ve'am la'asot bo katob be'enecha, he told him, I don't want the money. He could keep the money. Not keep the change, keep the whole 10,000 kikar. I don't want it. You want to kill Am Yisrael? No problem. I'll give you the hotimet. What did Haman did with all the 10,000 kerkesef? He brings down Ayun Yaakov. He said he gave all this money to the aniyim. He gave it to the poor people. Why? He gave tzedakah because he wanted to succeed in his mission. He wanted to kill Am Israel. He gave tzedakah. That's what he did. That's what he wanted. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he knew what Haman has in mind. So Hashem told us, before Haman comes on Purim, and he gives 10,000 kerkesef from the beginning of the month, from Be'ahad Be'adar, Meshmeim al Shekalim, I want you to give your Shekalim before he gives his Shekalim. That's what Rish Lakish is saying. That's why it says the Mishnah, in the beginning of Adar, right away, you give Mahasit HaShekel, before Purim. Before Purim, you have to give Mahasit HaShekel. Why? Liagdim Shekalenu for the Shekalim of Haman, that our Shekalim is going to be Mechaper on the 10,000 kerkesef that Haman's going to give. Our Shekalim is going to be Mechaper on his Shekalim. That's what Rish Lakish telling us over here. Yeah, this is the idea. But again, we have to understand why is it so important if we're going to give our Shekalim before Haman or after Haman? The main thing that we're giving our Shekalim to be mechaper on Haman's shekalim. Chaura, he could have done it also after. Why dafka you have to do it before Haman gives his shekalim? This also the, you have to understand. But we could explain it. We have here the also famous Gemara here. It says Megillah Yud Bet Amud Alef. A famous story, everyone knows it. Sha'alu talmidav et Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Students of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they asked them, Mepnei man t'haybu sonehim shel Israel shebeoto hador kilaya. Why Kadosh Baruch Hu, he made a decree on Am Israel at the times of Haman, Liashmid laharog ulabit kol yehudim, na'ar ve'ad zakin, taf v'nashim b'yom echad. He wanted to destroy Hasb Shalom Am Israel from A to Z. Why Am Israel, they deserve such a big decree on them? For what? What Abira already they did? So Amar Lahim, Imruatim, he told them, what do you think? Do you, before you came to me to ask me that question, obviously you sat down between yourselves and to try to understand it. You couldn't understand it, that's why you came to me. What did you think to answer? Amra Imruatim, what do you think? אמרו להם פניש נהנו מסעודתו של אותו רשע. They told him, we thought that why הקדוש ברוך הוא brought the decree, because עם ישראל, they went to the party that אחשוורוש did. That he says, it says נמגלה, ומלות הימים האלה, after the 180 days that he did party for everyone, עשה המלך לכל העם נמצאים בשושן, 7 days. 7 days he did the party. He did party for 7 days, and מרדכי, he told עם ישראל, do not go to the party. And no one listened to him. They went and were nehanim sa'udatosh shel oto rasha. That's why they had gezera on them. We told you once that Sefer Manot HaLevi, Rabbi Shlomo HaLkabetz, he brings down, he said, Am Israel, how many days they went to the party? He did the party Ahashverosh for 7 days, Shabbat Yamim. But Am Israel, they went only 6 days. Why only 6 days? Because he said on Shabbat, Am Israel, they didn't go to the party. Why not? He brings down over there, he said, since that, where did Ahashverosh did the party? He did it b'chatzar gnat bitan hamelech. He did it in his garden. And on the garden, he said, Am Israel, they didn't want to go over there. Why? Because if they want to wash their hand, you can't wash your hand on the grass on Shabbat. You want to do something, you're drinking something, you're going to spill the water, it's going to go on the grass, it's asur. That's why, since that he did the party in his garden, that's why no one went to the party on Shabbat. But they were nehenim, how many days? 6 days. So he said, since that they were nehenim 6 days, that's why 6 degrees came to Am Israel. Like the Pasuk says, ובכל מקום, אשר דבר המלך ודתו מגיע, אבל גדול ליהודים, וצום ובכי ומספד, סק והאפר יוצע לרבים. So because of 6 days they were nehenim מסעודתו של אותו רשע, they had 6 degrees against them. That's what they brings down in Sefer Manot HaLevi. But here, they told the students from Bishop Ben Yochai, they told him, we thought that why Hashem brought that Gezerah, because they're nehenim, Mas'auda of Ahashverosh. He didn't like the answer of Bishop Ben Yochai. Amar Lahem, Im Ken Shebeshushan Yahargu, Shebechol Ha'olam Kullo Al Yahargu. According to you, that why the Gezerah came to Am Israel, because they were nehenim from the Sa'udah. So who was nehenim from the Sa'udah? The people of Shushan only. So let the Kadosh Baruch Hu bring the Gezerah on the people of Shushan only. Why brought the Gezerah on all Am Israel? Chaura, your pirush doesn't make sense. So Amrulo, if that's the case, that's why we came to ask you. Amrulo, emorata. So you tell us. That's why we came to ask you. Amar Lahim, you know why? Mpenesh ishtahavu latzelem. Because they bowed down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar that he did 70 years ago, that he did the Tzelem, and they bowed down to the Tzelem, that's why he brought the Gezerah on them. As Amru lo, v'chi masufanim yesh b'dabar. They told him, v'chi masufanim yesh b'dabar. What does it mean, masufanim? He said, if you're telling us that because all of Am Israel at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, they bowed down to the Tzelem, to the statue that Nebuchadnezzar did, that's why Hashem brought the Gezerah on them, so how come Hashem saved them? It's a hard question. What do you mean? How come Hashem said you don't want them to save them? But they ask him, Masufanim yesh b'dabar. If you're telling us why Hashem brought the Gezerah, because they bowed down to the Tzelem. So why Hashem saved them at the end of the day? Amar lahem, Hem lo asu ela lepanim. Afani lo asiti itam ela lepanim. So the Am Israel, when they bowed down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, did they really believe in that Avodah Zarah? They didn't believe in it. They're just bowing down because Nebuchadnezzar forced them to bow down. But really, their heart, it would be Kadosh Baruch Hu. See, similarly, Kadosh Baruch Hu here, at the time of Ahashverosh, he showed Am Israel as if he wants to kill them, but really HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still Metzis Min HaHarakim, is looking, is watching over Am Israel. Before all the Gezerah, before Haman, he got the power, already HaKadosh Baruch Hu Gdim Refuah LeMakah, and he sent Vashti died, and sent Esther to prepare everything before. So you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he only showed them that he wants to kill them. But really, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with them, he likes Am Israel. Same way, they bowed down to the Avodah Zarah, but their heart was the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem did the same thing. He made believe he wants to destroy them, but really he does not want to destroy them. Same thing, that's what he answered them. Now, remember what it says here in the Gemara, because we have a big problem. We have a Midrash and Shir Shirim Rabbah. It says exactly the opposite. We have here a Midrash and Shir Shirim, Parasha Zayin, Siman Hayat. It says here, למה באו ישראל בספק בימי המן? Why עם ישראל, they had the decree at the times of המן? מחלוקת רבנן ורשבי. רבנן, רבי שמעון בן יוחאי, מחלוקת between them. רבנן אמרה, על שעבדו ישראל עבודת כוכבים. חכים said, why Hashem, he brought that גזרה? Because they bowed down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. That's exactly what רבי שמעון בן יוחאי said in מסכת מגילה. ורבי שמעון אמר, no, that's not true. Because they went to the party. That's exactly what the student, they told him. And he told them, no, you're wrong. What's going on? Amrulo, they asked him. Exactly whatever he asked his students, the Hachaim, they asked Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. Amrulo, v'alo, l'achlu se'uda, ela anshe shushana bira bilbad. Hada utkhtiv, m'lo te'ayim ha'ele. אז אמר להם, v'alo, kol Israel Arabin, elin be'elin. Dikhtiv, v'chashilu, ish be'achiv, ish be'avon achiv. He told them, even though only the people of Shushan, they went to the party, but since that Kol Israel Arabim Zilazeh, there was Gezerah on Klal all Am Israel, because the people of Shushan, they went to the party. That's what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, he told Rabbanan over there. As Amar Lahim, Im Kedatichem, according to you, Hachamim, that why Hashem brought the Gezerah, because they bowed down of the statue of Nebuchadnezzar, Atem Hiyabtem Kol Israel Kelayad, Chtib Zobayah La Elohim Yahoram. How come Hashem saved them? Same exact question what his student asked him and he pushed them. Amrulo, afal piken, lo abdu ota bichol libam. Shnei, amar ki lo annam libo. They told Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, yeah, you're right that they bowed down to the statue, but they didn't bow down. Their belief was the Kadosh Baruch Hu. They bowed down only because he forced them to bow down. Chaura, this goes exactly the opposite of what he said over there. What's going on? What's this opinion of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? What does he hold? I saw in Midrash Or Hadash, it brings down Parashat Shemot, it brings the stira between the Gemara and the Midrash, and he wants to say over there, he says that really Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai says the main reason why Am Israel they got the decree of the time of Ahasuerus, you know why? Because they bowed down to the statue of Nebuchadnezzar. That's what he said in the Gemara Masechet Megillah. So how come the Midrash, he said the opposite? Because he said, no, if it was only because of this, Hashem would never punish them. Why? Because you're right that they bowed down to the statue, but why they bowed down to the statue? Because they were Anusim. Nebuchadnezzar forced them to bow down. That's why they bowed down. But Hashem would never punish them for this. But when the time that they came of Ahasuerus, 70 years later, when Ahasuerus, he made the party, and everyone went to the party willingly, and Mordechai Yehudi told them, no one should go over there. And no one listened to them. They went willingly to the party. This, Orer Alehem, Dine Dineem, and Hashem punished them, Lemafreya, for the Abirat they did in the past. That's what he wants to explain over there. But I saw also the different Pirush, Hakim, they explain. We have, everyone knows the Gemara, Masechet Shabbat. The Gemara says here, we'll read it fast here from the Gemara, the Flamed Gimel Amud Bet, the story that what happened to Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai that he went to the cave for 13 years, 12 years, and another 12 months. What happened? The Gemara tells us the story over here. Deyatbe Rabbi Yehuda ve Rabbi Yosef ve Rabbi Shimon ve Yatib Yehuda ben Gerin Gabayhu. Patach Rabbi Yehuda ve Amar, kama naim ma'asehim shel ummazu. Tekenu shivakim, tekenu gisharim, tekenu marhatsaot. So Rabbi Yehuda, he was talking in the Shebach of the Romans. So take a look, how beautiful is that nation. They did the bridges for us, they did the marhatsaot, bath houses, they did all these things, all for us. So you have to praise them. So you, Rabbi Yosei shut up. Rabbi Yosei was there. He kept quiet. He didn't say anything. Ne'ena Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai ve'amar, kol ma shetukenu lo tukenu ela tzorech atzman. All what they did for their own benefit. Tekenu shvakim loshib bahen zonot. מרחצאות לעדן בהם את עצמם, גשרים לטול מהם את המכס. All what they did for their benefit. They built the bridges. You saying Rabbi Yehuda, for us they built the bridges. They built the bridges. How much every time you pass the bridge? $16 on the way back, $16 coming back. So the tolls, they have all the tolls. So that's, they did it for us, they did it for them. So the גשרים לטול מהם מכס. הלך יהודה בן גרים וספר דבריהם ושמעו למלכות. It ended up that the Romans, they heard what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai said. They heard all the meeting that they had, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosei and Rabbi Shimon. And so they decided, Amru Yehuda she'alla yit'alle. Yehuda, that he praised us, should get elevated. And Yosei shatak, he should run away to Tzipori. We don't want him over here. Let him run away. If not, we're going to kill him. Shimon she'ginna yeharig. Because Shimon, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, that he spoke against the Romans, he should die. That's what it says over here. This is the Anyan over here. Now, remember this Gemara. Now we have different Gemara. Gemara Masechet Berachot, also famous story. The Gemara tells us here, Dafei Amud Bet, that once Rabbi Huna, he had a lot of barrels of wine. Takifu le 400 danidi hamra, 400 barrels of wine. All this wine turned into vinegar. So Hakamim, they came to visit him, and Al Gabe Rabbi Yehuda Ahud Rab Salah Hasida Rabbanan Viamri La Rabba Dabara Abba Rabbanan Viamru Le'ayin Mor Bimle. They came to him and they told him, listen, he lost all his money, all his stock market fell down, crashed. So they came to tell him, listen, Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to do something, probably he did something wrong, that's why Hashem punished you. So they came to tell him, Le'ayin Mor Bimle, maybe he did something wrong. So he heard this. Amar dehu, umi hashidna be'enaychu? Are you suspecting me that I did abira? You're not embarrassed to tell me that I did abira? You're suspecting me that I did abira because of the abira? Hashem brought the punishment. So they told him, umi hashid kutcha berchu de abid dina beladina? You suspecting Kadosh Baruch Hu is punishing you for no reason? So he told them, Amar dehu, iika man de shami alay melita lema. If anyone, he heard something, I feel like you know something. He heard something about me, something bad about me. Tell me what happened. So they told him that your worker, he said that you're not paying him. And he told them that he's stealing more than his salary. I still have to pay him. And they told him at the end, said you have a problem against him, you take him to Beddin. But his salary, you have to pay him. At the end, he accepted upon himself. Then two opinions in the Gemara. One Hakam said that all the vinegar turned back into wine. And the other Hakam said that no, the vinegar stayed vinegar, but the price of vinegar went up. There was also Ben Ishchai also about, we don't have time enough for it. But that's what it says here in the Gemara. Now, based on this, the Farshim, they asked, said, the Gemara, Masechet Megillah, said, students of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they had the question, they came to ask their Rabbi, how come HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought such a gezira on Am Yisrael at the times of Haman? Chaura, all the conversation between the students and the Rebbe doesn't make sense. Why? Because, first of all, why should they bother? Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai was Torah Toh, Manu Toh. They're not asking questions, what should we do, Mutar, Asur? Give us some drashot. Why Hashem brought Gizra on Am Yisrael? They couldn't find different Hakam to tell them what's the answer, why Hashem brought the Gizra. Then now they're bothering their Rebbe for such a simple question. They have a simple question, why Hashem brought the Gezera? Go look up in the Midrashim. Look what Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai himself, he said in the Midrashim, Masechet Shir Shirim, in the Shir Shirim Rabbah. Go look over there. Why are you bothering your Rebbe in the question? Such a simple question. It's not a question halakha lema'aseh here. Question what happened in the past. That's one timiha. And second question, he said, what did Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai answer them? He told them, Imru Atem. Did you ever went to a rabbi to ask him a question? Hakam, I have this piece of cheese fell inside the meat. Am I allowed to eat it? Hakam tell him, what do you think? It's mutar or asur. What do I think? I came to you. What do you mean, what do I think? Well, what is he telling them? Imru atem. We should say, Chaura, what's going on over here? Ela Hakim said, no. That we have halakha that if the student saw his rabbi doing avira, if the rabbi is doing avira, and the student, according to his knowledge, his rabbi did Abira. إذا allowed tell him أسور منكم شيء حلول وشيء ما إن حكين كبود لرب said for then شهروك no you're not allowed to even if you see Rabbi doing عبيرة you're not allowed to tell him that you made a mistake you have to tell him لما تانوا ربينه that such a معاصي we're not supposed to do you cannot tell him you did عبيرة you have to hint it to him that you taught us that such a thing we're not supposed to do then he's gonna understand he's gonna tell you you cannot tell him straight out and here we have a story in مسيخة بابا بترا The Gemara at the beginning, the Gemara says about Baba bin Buta, the Gemara brings down over there that he was one of the Hakaim that Hurdus, he killed all the Hashmonaim and he killed all the Hakhmi Israel and he left Baba bin Buta, he left him. He wanted to take advice from him. At the end, the Gemara, we don't have time now for it, the Gemara, Daf Gimel over there, the Gemara says that he made him blind. Hurdus, he made Baba bin Buta, he made him blind, and after he made him blind, he made himself Hurdus. He was the king. He made himself the king. He made himself a regular person, and he came next to Baba bin Buta, and he told him, "Take a look, this king that we have. Take a look what he did to you, what he did to all Hakam Israel. He killed all of them. Baba bin Buta, he doesn't know who's talking to him. He's blind, Hazid. So he told him, "Okay, so what should I do to him? What can I do? He did this. What should I do?" Then he told him, maybe curse him, let him die. I know you're Hakam. If you're going to curse him, he's going to die. We'll get rid of him. But he didn't know that he's the one who was talking to him. He wants to see what is he thinking about him. What Baba bin Buta thinking about Hurdus. And he told him, no, you're not allowed to curse someone who's king. He said, Gamim da'acha melech al tikallel. You're not allowed to curse him. And then he was trying to convince him many times, do this to him, do that to him. Then at the end, told him, I can't do anything. He saw that he's so loyal to him. And then he saw, if I know that Hakhmei Israel, they're so much loyal to the king, I would never kill them. Then he asked Baba bin Buta, what should I do? What's my takana? He revealed himself at the end. He told him, it's me. I am the king. I just wanted to test you to see what are you thinking about us. Now that I saw that you're so loyal, and I did big mistake, I killed all the Hakhameen. Any solution for me? What should I do? He told them, listen, you're kibbeta or rosh al-ulam. You killed all the hachamim. Your takana is lech va'asok be rosh al-ulam. Go rebuild Beit HaMikdash. And he went and he rebuilt Beit HaMikdash. The Gemara says over there, anyone who did not see the new building that Hurdus built, lo ra'a binyan na'im yamav. He made it so beautiful. And he did, he was asok be rosh al-ulam. That's what it says over there. So here the students of Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai, they came to him, and they're not coming to ask him simple question, what happened in the past? They're coming to rebuke the Rabbi. They're coming to tell him, Hakam, he did Avira. But they're not allowed to tell him that he did it Avira, because Shaharuch said, you cannot tell him. You have to give him facts, and he has to understand it. So they came to him, and he told him, what does it mean? They're hinting to him, why the Romans put Gezira on you? They put Gezirat Kelaya on you. They wanted to kill you. Why they wanted to kill you? Probably you did something wrong. Why Hashem is going to bring Gezira on you for no reason? Probably you did something wrong. Then he understood them 100%, and he told them exactly what Rabbi Huna said in Masechet Berachot. That you coming to me, you're asking me why Hashem brought such a gezerah on me, that means you heard something. Imru atem. Did you hear anything about me? Anything wrong I did? Tell me, what do you hear? He told them, we think because Penesh Nehenu Mis'udato Shel Oto Rasha. What does it mean, Nehenu Mis'udato Shel Oto Rasha? It means we're living here, we're Nehenim from the Romans, we're living with them, we're living among them. And you're going and you're saying that all what they build, you're Megane, all the Romans. So that's why. That's what we think. That's why Hashem brought Gezira on you. Why Taibu Gezira on Hashem Shel Yisrael? It means you. Why they put Gezira on you, Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai? We think because we are Nehenim from, we're living among them. How could you curse them? Then Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai told them, Imken, Shebeshushan yehargu. Shebechol ha'olam kullo, lama yehargu. What does this mean? He told them, if according to you, if you're right that we're living with them, and you're not supposed to curse them. That's why you're saying that since that I was Megane the Romans, that's what they put Gezira on me. If according to you, Shebeshushani argu, let the Gezira be only on me. Why the Romans put the Gezira on Rabbi Yose also? He has to run away. What did he do to Rabbi Yose? He didn't do anything, Rabbi Yose. Why they put the Gezira on Rabbi Yose as well? That's why your pirush doesn't make sense. So he told him, so emorata. So tell us, what's how come Hashem brought Gezerah? What happened? So he told him, you know why? Penish ishtahavu latzelem. He told them, the reason why I was megane the Romans, you know why? Because even though it's brought in the Mishnah that have mitbalel b'shlomah shel malchut, shel malei mora'a ish tra'eo hayim bala'o, you have to pray for the malchut, that's only if the malchut doesn't force you to go against the Torah. But since that, the Romans, they forced us to do Abu Dazara at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, what does it mean? It was all the Beremes, was telling them everything Beremes. They forced us to do the Abu Dazara back then. It means they're forcing us to go against the Torah. Such a nation, you don't have to respect them. That's what he told them. That's the whole, between the Dusiyah, it was between the students and Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai. That was the whole story. So again, you see from that story, that again, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he follows the Mahshaba. Whatever Am Israel they did, even though Am Israel they did the Avodah Zarah at the time of Nebuchadnezzar, but the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm not going to punish them for the time of Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because they did it, to be honest. Their Mahshaba is with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, Rishish Lakish told us in Gemara, Masechet Megillah, Hashem said, you have to bring our Shekalim before his Shekalim, before Haman's Shekalim. Why? Because Haman, he wanted to kill Am Israel with this Shekalim. Hashem wanted us to bring our Shekalim before. What do you learn from our Shekalim? That Hashem, he follows the Mahshaba only. We follow the Mahshaba. If we follow only the Ma'aseh, that Am Israel did the Avodah Zarah before, that's why Hashem brought the Gezerah. So how come we have to give only half a shekel? We have to give full shekel. Ella, you see from the fact that he gave only half a shekel, that Hashem, he pays attention to the Mahshaba as well. Since that our Mahshaba was Tehora, ki mahasid ha-shekel tirumal Hashem, still with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So from here, if we're going to bring our shekelim before Haman's shekelim, then all the shekelim Haman's going to bring, Hashem is not going to accept it. Because what was his Mahshaba, Haman, when he brought all the shekelim? His Mahshaba, he wanted to destroy Am Israel. Even though what Ayyuni Yaakov said at the end, that he gave all the money for the Aniyim, he thought that he's giving tzedakah before Al. But what his Mahshaba with this tzedakah? His Mahshaba, he should succeed in killing Am Israel. That Mahshaba, bad Mahshaba over him. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're going to bring our Shekalim before his Shekalim, from our Shekalim, you see the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he looks at the Mahshaba also. Now, Haman's Shekalim, it's worthless. All what he gave, because he had bad Mahshaba. But on the other hand, Am Israel, all what they're giving Am Israel, giving with their heart. That's why the Torah emphasizes in this week's parasha, he said, Kol nedib leboi be'ya terumat Hashem. Giving tzedakah, you're giving terumat, has to come from your heart. The Torah putting so much emphasis on it. Why? Because you're giving something, you have to give it with the right mahshaba. If a person does any mitzvah with the right mahshaba, that mitzvah, no one could do anything to you. You're doing the mitzvah, you're learning Torah, no one could harm you. But when the person is doing the mitzvah and he had the bad mahshabot, he doesn't have the mahshaba also with it, then that mitzvah is not so hashub. The main power of the mitzvah, that if the mitzvah is done with the right mahshaba and the right ma'aseh, mahshaba bedibur ma'aseh, then that mitzvah, of course, has big ma'ala. And that's what here the anyan, we have to bring our shekalim before the shekalim of Haman to teach the anyan of mahshaba. And if Am Israel they did ma'aseh without mahshaba, Hashem does not punish them. So you see that there is big emphasis on the mahshaba, that he giving, doing the mitzvah, he giving tzedakah, you have to give it also with the right mahshaba. Be'ezer Hashem, Hashem should help all of us, Be'ezer Hashem, that we should do all the mitzvot, mahshaba, bedibur ma'aseh, kedat man la'asot, minzkeh, Be'ezer Hashem, bi'at Mashiach, zkeinu, rabbi, amin, amin, amin.